Good morning, Big Town Man. I'm getting this fucking... Okay, I'm a big fan of fountain pens and dip pens and all that sort of shit. That's what I've got. That was a sort of technological peak of the refiller thing. Well, anyway, I'll show you. Now that I have a super death beam laser torch, right? Small amounts of temperature change, say from 15 to say 22 degrees, going from a cool desk into your top pocket, you know, or into your warm hand, causes the air inside things to expand a little bit, and. There you go. It's working. See, what this pen has, this is called the Pelican Level, and they're no longer made. And in some ways, they're a technological fucking marvel, right? I only intended to just show my fucking stupid face and then go, for 30 seconds, you know. But, it's much less intense. But the beam is bigger. Well, what you can see in there is you can see an airspace, and you see a huge reservoir of ink. And then there's a smaller airspace in there, right? And a smaller thing. And the shaft up the middle is the actual... This has... Watch this. What that does is it opens a valve and allows ink to go from the big top reservoir down into the bottom reservoir. That should looks like it filled up. Then you turn it back up to close it. And the bottom reservoir is full and the top reservoir is a lot more empty. A lot more ink has transferred out of that, right? And what this does is this is a special ink bottle with like a, it's very cleverly built. But you push the ink bottle cap onto there and then squeeze the ink bottle and it transfers ink into there. And then, you know, you turn the fucking valve thing up here, valve control, and it transfers ink from a lot big reservoir down into the small reservoir. And that small reservoir feeds I have not a fetish, but a sort of... I like a lot of things. I think a lot of things are so brilliant. You know? Crazy person. Well, anyway, what I found was those fountain pens that had... I took a little cartridge, and you'd have to push them in... You have to push the cartridge onto a bloody internal sort of needle piercing mount sort of thing, and then the fucking ink would go from a tiny little cartridge into the fucking thing. And what I also worked out is that those band things are like thermal shock absorbers, because when the air inside expands, they go down into that thing, and when it cools off, when the pen cools off again, the ink goes back into the reservoir. But it only works for small reservoirs and small amounts of, well, basically this sort of thing. It's genuinely sort of human friendly, but you know, those are actually sort of expansion chambers, you know. Where's the camera? And I'll show you this. That's too bright. Anyway, so what the pilot people at the Pilot Pen Company do is they have the body up to about there as a reservoir, and the rest of the body is fucking empty, you know. And these are absolutely brilliant pens, but because I got big hands, oh dear, put them away, keep them dry, keep them clean, keep the dust out of them, and you got fucking pens for life, you know. These pens, they're very small, they're very light, and they are fucking superb, you know. That's how they look, you know. But for my big hands, they feel, they're so small and so light. That's in diameter. Oh, fuck. That's in diameter and length. They're so small and they're so light. These are preferable for someone in Japan with very small hands, you know, or small hands. And it's one of the things is, what happens is if you convert those things that have those little nib, those little portable sort of tanks that you just pop in, and a fresh little container of ink about that sort of long, you know what I mean? And if you do lots and lots and lots and lots of writing, they turn out to be very fucking expensive, right? So, by getting an ink container like this, that's another marvel I'll talk about. What happens is, when they go from those pens, when you convert those pens from having like the tiny little containers plus the thermal sort of buffer zone in there, that, or that area there, there's squillions of little rings, you know. Oh, where's an example? So that allows for picking the pen up when it's cold, and as the ink inside expands, it goes down into those fucking chambers down there. And when the pen goes cold from sort of near body heat or whatever, then the ink pulls back, contracts back into there, right? And meanwhile, it allows a little bit of ink to flow down towards the nib. You know, so that's like a thermal buffer. I'm the first in the world to work that out, to give it that name. It's the thermal buffer. And if you convert the ordinary pen, ordinary fountain pens that have the little cartridge type refills, you take the cartridge, bit of Vaseline to seal the joints and all that sort of stuff, waterproof thing. But if you fill the whole body up with fucking ink, when you pick it up from, say, cold, because the air in the ink tank, you know, progressively gets bigger, it expands when it warms up, and then that pushes the ink out, and that puts all the blobbing on the paper, and then, and it also gets over your hands, and it gets in your fucking pocket, and all this. It just, from cold to hot, a very small temperature change will cause the air inside to expand, and that'll push just a little bit, just a tiny little bit of expansion and a tiny, tiny little bit of pressure, like, say, from 17 degrees to 25 degrees, you know. That expansion is just fucking tiny, and it's a tiny little bit of pressure, and what that tiny little pressure does is it forces ink out, you know, in blobs of ink across the page, and also, you know, in your pen, in your pockets and all this sort of stuff. So that's how the Pelican people at Pelican in Germany have overcome that expansion effect by doing a two tank type pen, you know. And so anyway, what this is about is that these, they made that pilot in Japan made these little disposable pens with a tiny little ink tank up to the end of that line there. See that line? I'm from Australia, mate. That's a line. That's a visible fucking thing on the ink tank, and as it runs down, you can see how much is left in it. And with a bit of tube sort of like this, you know, oh, where's it gone? Have you ever seen those people? They've got the pen behind their ears and they walk around for 2 hours going, where's my fucking pen? Where's my fucking pen? Where did I put it? Oh, fuck it. I had it around here somewhere just a fucking minute ago. Oh, there it is. Oh, look, I found my pen. Well, you put some hose over there, over the nib, and you use a small syringe that fits inside that. You can suck the air out and then pump the ink in, and suck the air out and pump the air in, pump the ink in and suck the air out and pump the ink in, and you can refill your fucking pens, you know, from a container like this, you know, using a syringe, you know. So that's really good, right? But what I've done, because I am a bit mentally defective. So, what I did with this, I wanted to have a pen permanently stuck to myself. So what I did was, where is it? Oh, no. What I did is I super glued that thing to the thing, that clip. I super glued that clip onto there, and then what I did is I wrapped electrical insulation tape around it, and then plastics and glue and dye release lubricants and all this sort of stuff for the injection molding. But what I did is I put extra type glue around there called shoe glue from Sally's, and it's a special adhesive for urethane foams and gluing soles onto uppers, like hiking boots and stuff. So the tape can remain in place because it's not hurting anybody if it doesn't get removed. But I now have a string around my neck to keep my pen with me at all times, and so it's not sitting in my fucking pocket getting sat on and broke. And look at that. I'm a trendsetter. I got something. But this is the Lame. I chose this because ink is a notoriously difficult thing to just spill. And the taller the bottle is, the narrower the bottle and the taller it is, the more easier it is to knock over. So I wanted to get a fucking, when I saw this, I said, that's just like having a huge big fat fucking sumo in a squat. It's a lot of weight and it's glass and it's low to the ground. And I thought, oh, fucking beauty, look at that. And I didn't sort of figure until I'd sort of had a better look sometime later. But there's a little roll of blotting paper in there. It's a type of paper that's it's more like a menstrual pad, That says, this is really, people are so fucking clever. Seriously. The formulation of papers and the fibres and the way it's milled, how thick it is and whether it's rolled. And this is, so it's a hollow kind of a paper. And it's got, I'll try and get this in there. But this is like a wipe-up paper, right? And so that's, if you've got little fucking ink blots everywhere, that's a really clever idea to stick that under the bottle. I didn't think, there's so much to observe and so much to learn from, right? But what happens is, when I got the bottle, I sort of looked at the instructions and I went, well, I don't think it's a case of being stupid. I think it's just different thing. People do different things for different reasons and you learn, And what they did is these clever people who made these bottles is that they put a fucking little reservoir or the bottom of the tank so that you can stick your pen in and you can suck the last of the fucking ink out, right? So that means that you don't get a nice flat low fucking pen that can sit on your desk and like a big fat sumo wrestler in a squat, all the weight's really wide and it's low down, you've got that underneath. So, that's very clever. That is really clever, right? And it clips back into there, a spring sort of clip. It springs, the plastic springs around and, oh, that's extraordinary. So, yeah, anyway. Was I rattling on about this thing? Yeah. So, I've done enormous amounts of research, and design of inks and all this sort of stuff. That's one of my creations. That's like a very old bottle. I used to make my own inks, the formulations and variations and all this sort of stuff, different binders. I have a great deal of sort of arousal and excitement over trying different things, you know. But one of the things is when you're manufacturing, right? Now that's a really old bottle. Yeah, it's got a little the carbon. Oh, it's about 25 years old. And oh man. See, that's it's as black as fuck. So when we go, you know, and stick your finger in her ass. It's one of the things I learned see, it's a blue one down the bottom and the black one up the top. So, there's all sorts of and one of the things is when you're manufacturing, when you want to do test runs, this is why I call them the little drug addicts, you know, dealer scales, you know. But maybe I should just call them. Because they go down to hundredths of a gram. You know, they're just small little portable things with a weight cell on them or a load cell. And they're tiny little metal fucking plates and they've got a little thing like a clamshell sort of phone. But because ink takes so long to use, I hate wasting stuff. I hate going, oh, well, that's no good. Just throw it out, you know. But you learn by formulating different inks. You got your pigment. You got your carrier, which is basically water usually. You've got your wetting agents, and then you've got your binder, you know. And not quite, it's a blob on there, but it's not quite dry yet. Yeah, it's a fairly thickly applied blob, not a tiny little line with lots of fucking paper fibres to suck the fucking moisture out and cause fairly rapid sort of drying. But what's the words? Yeah. So there's all these different binders. You know, basically ink from the fucking ink from, you know, the very first inks were basically clay and water and then carbon black, you know, soot and water and then or soot and alcohol, you know, metal nibs didn't come along really for a long time, but they, what's the words? Yeah, you know, the quill, from reeds to quills, like, feathers, you know, to metal nibs and all this sort of stuff. There's enormous amounts of fucking, and people are so clever. It's like that fucking stupid cunt Timothy Leary saying, you know, take LSD, you know, tune in and drop out. You know, if I could go back in time and just grab it and just break his fucking junky fucking head open, I would. Because, you know, reality is such an extraordinary trip. You know, I don't mean that in the bloody druggy sense. I mean that's like, fuck. So, look at that, you know. So anyway, that's my black ink versus their blue ink. And, you know, wetting aid, like they used to use carbon black and wine because wine has alcohol in it. And alcohol is a wetting agent. You know, it will stick. It will, if you have too much alcohol, the water will just go everywhere. If you don't have enough, the ink will, water-based ink will bead on the metal surface of the nib. And if you have around about the right amount, it will flow through the parts of the nib and you'll get a lot of nice ink on your paper. And so I've got a real sort of sense of excitement when you get when you get a really, really good glossy black ink, you know, absolute not out of space black type darkness on really, really, really nice white paper. Why? Because when you're handwriting sheet music and you've got your penman skills up to scratch, so you don't make mistakes and all your letters are formed nicely and all this sort of stuff, it's like, fuck. You know, that's another one of many things to be totally appreciated because it's so fucking good, right? And that's the, see that, that's the, what's it from? What's it called? That's the latex rubber as it's drying out and setting, you know. So I'm gonna, still a bit, you can see there how it's drying from the centre out to the edges, so it's just still a little bit fluid under there, but because it's got, because this bit doesn't matter too much, but because you use a silicon lubricating spray, it just helps it separate from the timber, because timber is porous, you know what I mean, but it sticks to the timber, it doesn't bond with the timber. So when that's all dry, right out nice and hard, that will just peel off and I'll have enough there to make 4 new diaphragms, rubber diaphragms for my fucking respirator. And that's it, you know. Yeah. So anyway, I've now got that pen, the pen cap has been adapted to permanently take the string, you know. That will never, you know, if you pull on it hard enough, you can break that fucking clip, you know. But under general use, that fucking clip is now a permanent fastening, right? And that's what I did, because these, this is why I did this, just mad. Because my hands are so big and this pen is so tiny, I attached a little bit of silicon tube over the end to add a little bit of thickness to the pen body, you know, and a little bit of length. Like, it's not a huge difference, but that needed to be just a there's something about a pen that is, I've got fucking big hands, right? So by having, I can't do anything down towards the end unless if I want to keep recapping it. But I suppose I could make a desktop version, you know. Where did I put it? I suppose I could make a desktop version where this just goes into there, and I can have a bit of silicon chip. Yeah, this just goes into that bit there, and like that. And I can have a full length bit of silicon up and down. I can have some silicon up and down the whole length just to increase the diameter, you know, because it is very fucking tiny, you know what I mean? The end of that nib, look at how big my little finger is. And look at how big my normal finger is. Look at how big my thumb is. You know what I mean? That's good, but it's a little bit too small. Or maybe I could just have this seat, have that seat onto a ceiling ring, and I could have the silicon tube go down all the way. Where did I put? Where's my fucking pen cap gone? I haven't seen it around here. Oh, here it is. Look at that. Anyway, so that's good.